On today's episode, we spice things up by putting each other in the hot seat and asking your questions, all while eating increasingly spicy chicken nuggets. This is the Freddie and Alyssa Show.
All right, everyone. So we are a little nervous. Our eyes are already watering.
So nervous. And of course we have food, so the dog wants to hang out.
Oh yeah, he's gonna just hang out, but you're not gonna want any of this, Benji. Couple things before we get started. The reason that we decided to do this is there's a YouTube show called Hot Ones, and they've had 8 seasons. They interview celebrities where there's 10 sauces, and these 6 sauces I got because they're on the show, and I'm such a fan of the show that I said, why don't we try this? Because they have celebrities are like crying. We have beer, we have almond milk and water. So there's a lot of different things that I was like, let's see how we could handle the heat.
Yeah.
So we ordered them. And so it's a little homage to the show.
Absolutely.
And we came to you on Instagram and said, hey, give us some interesting, hot, creative questions to go with these sauces. So Alyssa and I have 6 questions each. I'm already sweating. And we're just going to go ahead and dip, and we'll explain to each of the sauces as we go. And
now I gotta say too, though, I am not a spicy person at all, and this definitely wasn't my idea. It's a great idea, but I don't think I would have ever in my life thought to do this, because I hate spices. I get so nervous thinking about this, and in life in general, I feel like I don't really get that nervous about things, but this I've been stressing all day because I know I'm gonna die.
You'll be fine though. I mean, we'll see what we can do. I think out of the 100 some guests, they've had maybe like 10 or 12 who've had to quit because they couldn't make it through.
And last night you told me, you're like, yeah, babe, the worst that can happen is, you know, you'll be in the hall of shame.
Yeah. There's like DJ Khaled and there's like a couple others I have to look up. But I don't know. I'm pretty good with hot sauce, but I've also seen people go on the show and be super cocky, and then they're like crying on the fifth sauce. So I'm not going to get cocky.
Gary Vee crushed it though. He said it's all mental. So anytime I'm stressing out, I'm going to go be like Gary Vee. It's all mental.
And to give you an idea real quick, a jalapeno is usually the Scoville on like how hot it is anywhere from 2,500 to 10,000 units. So the first one we're going to do is the classic. So it's 1800. So this is not even as hot as a jalapeno. Yeah. Our first one's going to be mild.
Yeah.
Now, because we're not like pros at this, like the host, why don't we go back and forth and make sure the other one gets their question done. They're not freaking out so that we can keep the show going for everyone. And I want to make sure everything's recording. Everything's good.
Everything's good. He's going to have to go down though.
Well, we'll just like switch. I'll hold him because he's going to beg and scratch on you.
Oh, goodness.
Come here, Ben.
Just don't want to get any sauce on him.
Oh, and keep your fingers away from your eyes.
Oh gosh.
And nose.
Yeah, he can just hang out.
And don't lick anything, Bench.
Are you cool if I ask you questions first? Like one question.
One at a time.
First?
Okay. Yeah. So
you ready to do this?
I'm gonna dip. So this one is the classic and it's 1800.
That's a lot of sauce on there. Okay. So here's my question for you to start off. I know that you listen to a lot of podcasts. You're always filling your head with knowledge, what's going on in the world. If you could make a rule for 1 week and everyone had to follow it, what would it be?
This one's very easy, actually. And this is going to be interesting because that has a kick to it and it's only 1800.
No.
One rule for the week, it would be, everyone has to be nice to everyone.
Love that.
And I think it'd be contagious. I think the whole world, think about it.
Yeah.
No negative social media comments, no misinformed anything, no road rage, no awkwardness, like literally everything. Everyone has to be nice.
Love that. Beautiful.
I like that one.
Done and done.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, wish me luck.
And really get it good. Okay. Don't cop
Listen,
out yet.
I'm not you, sir. Okay, is that good for you?
It'll do. No, it's good. It is.
Oh, Lord.
So we'll let it sink in a little bit there.
Definitely got a kick. Yeah.
All right. So here's a good one. If you could ask Benji three questions, what would they be if he could talk back?
Oh my goodness. Well, number one would definitely be, can you stop begging?
Yes. Or why do you beg?
Why do you beg?
Like, we'll feed you. Or let them understand, like, you can't overeat.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, I would ask him what he thinks of his parents. Like, I'd ask him, where do you think we're always going when we leave? Because he gets so excited when we come home.
He thinks we're never coming back.
He thinks we always have this joke, and we always say to Benji, we were never coming back. We were never coming back, because he acts like we never were, and we, of course, always will. Yeah. And number three, I would ask him, what is the most entertaining thing that he could possibly do? Because I'd want to make sure that I fill his time with that. Like, for a dog, what's the best thing?
What's his favorite? Like, what does he find most?
What do you love to do? So that I could, because what if he loves...
What if he loves begging? Now you've taken that from him.
I've taken it. But like, what if he loves sitting by the beach? We'd have to drive.
I think that's more of yours. I can see you're going to like feed our kids one day of like, the beach is great, right? Going shopping's awesome, right?
Love that.
Now, that's really cool. And if a dog could talk, Benji, you'd be pulling your weight around here and paying rent.
That's right, sir.
So here's the little catch. Now, I was already
always
talking crap on you, but I didn't know this. Not always talking crap on you, but in the game,
because
feel like I'm going to beat you here. But I didn't know when I ordered the sauces that this next one, the Hippy Dippy Green Angry Goat Pepper, has avocado in it. And for those of you who haven't been following my story, I went to a doctor, and there is a 2% chance that I'm allergic to avocado. I always feel like I can't breathe.
A 2% chance?
Yeah, because I was cleared.
Guys, the 98% was cleared. Here's the thing. I love avocado. I eat it all the time. It's in all my food. And I've literally legit kissed you like right after I've eaten avocado.
Here's my thing. I would right now on air, on record, I would try it. But I'm afraid that because of the hot sauce, like I'm not going to know if it's a hot sauce or whatever.
Well, okay, so what would you like to do instead? I'll take that one, and you do double of what we just had.
And the reason I feel like I'm not cheating on this is because the Hippy Dippy is $2,300.
Uh-huh.
It's only $500 up.
My mouth is still on fire from that.
So I don't think it's – because this one, the third one jumps up to $8,800.
Yes.
The fourth one jumps up to $25,000. So I think it's okay if I just have – I'll eat the other half of yours here, and let me get this one for my second question.
Remember when I said, should we make 12?
Uh-huh.
And you said, no, 10 will be fine. I know you well, baby.
I actually want to use that one on food.
Delicious. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the next question, I know you've had a lot of experience in building businesses, online businesses, and what's your advice to someone who is just starting an online business?
I mean, the first thing, that's kind of a loaded question, but like the number one thing is understanding why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to love it. Cause we've learned too, if you just go to chase the money, you're going to burn out because you don't really love it. So if you're going to do an online business and you're going to sell something, or you're going to do something with online e-com, something, make sure that you have a 5-10 year plan going into it.
Yeah.
If you hit the jackpot in 16 months or 24 months, congratulations.
Yeah.
But have patience and have a 5-10 year plan and really focus on how much you can get out of each day.
Love that.
But you gotta love it and let the money follow.
Yeah.
And make sure you're doing some sort of online. I mean, technically, if you're doing online, you can make it people-centric where you're helping others. But there's some things that are just straight sales that you could do that doesn't involve anybody.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you want to do, but have a 5-10 year plan. The get rich quick. It's just isn't the right mindset. So make sure you love what you're selling or
Love that. Very good.
I like that, babe.
Very good.
Well, now I'm curious because you're going to be the first one to try the Hippy Dippy.
Oh,
so the Hippy Dippy, 2,300 Scoville units. A jalapeno is around 25,000 to 10,000. They give a big range on a jalapeno here. But get a good dip on it, babe.
Get a good dip.
You want your mouth to get
is
ready.
Is that good?
Like really, like dip it.
I mean, I'm dipping.
But you're dipping. I would like lay it at an angle. There you go.
You are naughty.
You're lucky
sir.
I didn't dunk these. It'd be so much.
I feel like if I chew quickly and get it down quickly. Okay, that's hitting after. Definitely spicy, but I love avocado, so I'm kind of loving that. Should I take another?
So happy.
Oh, wait,
for
no,
you.
It's a little spicy.
Is it spicy?
It hits after. Woo, boy.
I'm a little jealous.
Oh, Lord.
That I couldn't.
Oh, Lord. It's really delish because I love avocado, but the kick hits you a little bit afterward. Could you pass me a napkin, kind sir, while you ask my question?
So.
I don't ask for much.
Yeah. No, this is kind of funny. This is perfect timing. I can't read my own writing. Essentially, we've been dating for a while, 8 years. It'll be 8 years. What do you think keeps our relationship moving forward and continuing to grow?
Ooh, good question. Well, I know a lot of people can always say that this is how their relationships happen, but you and I built a solid relationship first as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely believe that that helps so much because having the friendship over everything, I love every single day waking up next to you, talking to you, hearing your ideas, listening, enjoying, but we also really respect each other. We tell each other everything. I mean, we're best friends.
Yeah.
You know, we really do tell each other everything, but I think it's just being honest with each other, always having open communication. And luckily we have a lot of the same interests and a lot of our time is spent building businesses and stuff that we love together. So we have so many common interests. I think definitely if you can build a friendship, find things you like to do with that person, whether it's pleasure, business, whatever it may be, and just really understand the qualities that you have that make you you that are non-negotiable and us being able to mold well together, if that makes sense. You know, like the-
I love the answer to this question. Yeah. Because you're just like, you know, pat me on the back.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I love you. So yeah, find someone you enjoy hanging out with and it'll be really good.
I love that.
Really, really good.
So here's where it's going to take the big jump.
Oh no.
Let's see. So this one, ladies and gentlemen, see, I actually really dip it. I get some good stuff here. This one's the hot pepper, garlic, grapefruit, onion, carrot, all natural.
Sunflower seeds.
Patio's potion. And it's 8,800. This is a huge jump.
Oh, no. So as you're eating that, I'm going. Oh, you want to test it out?
All right. I didn't mean to.
No, you're good, baby.
Huh. I bet you we're going to sound like we're chomping in the mic.
Probably. Hopefully you're watching this. Not just listening.
That one's pretty solid.
Solid?
Yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
That one's good. That one's
good.
It's actually, you can taste all that stuff I named. It actually tastes good. Some hot sauces are just like hot.
Too much.
That is actually, it gets you in the throat, but it's.
Gets you in the throat. Okay. Well, it's so funny because I actually had a similar question for you about being able to talk to the dog. So I'm going to come up with something else. You have obviously built a great career in entertainment, acting. You've done a lot of different things, worn a lot of different hats, everything from writing, directing, being an entrepreneur, building businesses, obviously acting, winning an Emmy, holla. If you weren't acting or you couldn't do anything as an actor, what do you think you would see yourself doing career-wise?
You know, the more I'm learning and growing, I'm interested in everything.
Yeah.
Like, I can totally get why people choose any career they choose.
Yeah.
Like, I would be so fascinated to know what it's like to be a school teacher, to be a police officer, a firefighter, because you would gain perspective.
Yeah.
You know, we just go, oh, hey, cop, hey, teacher. But like, to be one or to like be close to one, you have a different, you kind of see a different perspective. So I'd be very interested. But the one thing I've also grown and I've always kind of had is I love the independence of the entrepreneur. Even with an actor, I'm still an employee,
right?
But there's still more of a, you get to build your own schedule and life around it.
Right.
So the freedom is what I would ultimately look for. I think that with how many things I love to do, if it was kind of the same grind every day, I don't think I'd be fully fulfilled. So it could be, you know, anything from building anything online nowadays is just like, dope.
Yeah.
Like doing a podcast, like we're doing some of the things I would do anyway.
Yeah.
I would do real estate investing, and I would build some kind of business. I'll give you this one. Honestly, what I would do, and I still might do this one day, and I'd probably do it in Ohio,
okay,
is get like a 5 to 10,000 square foot warehouse, and I would make like 20 different athletic games from like bowling, like you have to bowl, you have to play pool, ping pong, like hit a golf ball, kick a soccer ball, throw a football, like 20 different games.
Yeah.
And everyone gets a bracelet and you scan in and you have like who can get the best score, and you have a big scoreboard, and whoever has the highest score for the week wins like a cash prize.
Love
and people
that.
Go there and get Gatorade and like have a nutrition bar.
Yeah.
But then it like, it's kind of like just an athletic type of thing where there's a competition. Cause I think
love
the competition
to
and to win the money, people would always want to come back, and they just swipe their bracelet. They can post it up on Instagram and Facebook and talk about it and bring more customers in and give something to do in the winter.
That's
in Ohio.
So fun.
Yeah. So something like that. I would like run a traditional like brick and mortar type thing, but it'd be fun as hell for people to come all over the place once it gets big enough.
Yeah.
So that'd be a dream. If we ever like move back to Ohio and start a family, I would probably like do something like that, and then just like podcast and continue to write and speak and stuff.
Love it. Great answer.
Why, thank you.
Almost feel like we're on a pageant right now, a pageant show, asking each other questions because we're putting the pressure on with the...
Well, here, I just want to give you just a little bit more there because this one you're going to feel.
Oh,
it's the same one, baby. 8,800.
All right.
It's probably the hottest sauce you've
ever had. So can I just put some? Is that good?
I don't think you've ever had anything
is that good?
Hotter than a... Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. I got this.
Kind of hit you later.
Oh my God, I feel that in the throat.
Yeah, it's a throat one, isn't it?
Oh,
it's a throat one.
Holy guacamole, Kelly
so
Clarkson.
You've traveled to, was that a 40-year-old virgin reference? Kelly Clarkson. You traveled to Australia, Thailand, Mexico. What country is next for you, and what advice can you give to people who are going to travel out of the country?
That's a great question.
People are creative.
Well, I'll tell you, my dream is to go to Greece. I want to go there so, so, so badly. I might even want to get married there, but we'll see.
Okay? Yeah.
That's the ultimate dream of life. Like, honestly, like elope. Like, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I know. We've...
It'd be amazing, but...
I actually think that would be. If we're going to actually destination elope, that would be cool.
Yeah, because it's one of those places I've seen so much about. It's so beautiful. It looks just so charming and so calm. And as far as advice for people traveling, I definitely would say beforehand, if you're going to another time zone, and I'm talking like a big time zone, try and kind of get on that time zone a bit, you know, maybe 2 days before, like go to bed a little bit earlier, because the worst thing is being jet lagged and being on a different time zone. And then you waste 2 days because you're just so tired and you don't want to go to sleep at the right time. And, you know, you're wasting days of a vacation you obviously just paid for, or if it's business, whatever it may be. And also to really hydrate when you are on that plane. Hydrate all day long. And it's okay to have, you know, a drink or two to relax you and go to sleep. Because even I know when I fly, I get so stressed out. I freaking hate it. So having a drink or two, if that calms you, but don't go crazy because then you're going to be dehydrated. Yeah, it's just not good. And find stuff that you enjoy doing while you're on the plane. Because I know for me, it's uninterrupted time to get stuff done. Like I love getting work done on a plane because it forces you. You go, no one's going to reach out to me right now and call me, or my dog's not going to sit and scratch and need to go on a big walk or whatever it might
be. It's just a solid.
Yeah. And also too, you know, reading or watching a movie is great too, if that is your thing. So yeah, that would definitely be my advice.
I think that's really, I think the, and for traveling overseas, you know, that 16-hour flight, I will never go for less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We went for eight. I did. You were there in Australia for a month, but I did 8 days in Thailand, 8 days in Australia, and like it destroys you to fly for 16 hours and then back.
That's
I would
horrible.
Love it. Like if we go to Greece, at least 2 weeks, if not three.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to make that flight, give it time to adjust. And as we've gotten older, the water is 100% makes a difference. So yeah. That's why we like aisle seats. So you don't have to, cause you have to like pee every hour,
yes.
But you wake, we you like land aisle seats. Feeling so good. It's just water. That helps you. Here, let me give you a little treat before I go on to the next one here. You want some chicken nugget? All right.
All right. So what's the next one we got here?
The next one is, this is where it really takes the jump. Chiba Gold. Uh-oh. And this is a Scott. How do you pronounce, what is that word?
Where Bonnet?
Or bonnet.
Bonnet.
Anyway.
I can't even see that far.
Chiba Gold. Now this is where it really jumps up. So this is 25,000 on the Scoville. So it's.
And so we just had 8,800 and yeah, this is now jumping. Be a jump. Oh no.
You know what though? It's like, I'm curious when there's eventually it's going to kick in.
This is going to be the one.
Show is when they.
This is going to be the one. It's all fun and games. Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm, like, nervous. You don't know what to expect. I'm going to move away from the mic right too.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. You like that one.
Dude, I don't want to get cocky or anything, but you have to go see this show after this. Some people freak out. This is not bad.
See, now I'm nervous it to has try a
good,
this one.
A good, like, I could eat this hot sauce. That's really good.
All right. All wow. right. Well, that being said, funny, we were talking about traveling. If you could time travel, where would you go and when, what time frame would you go and why?
I spoke a little too soon.
Is that hot now?
Yeah. Can you ask that one more time?
If you could time travel, where would you go? And when, like which time frame and why?
Wow.
Is that hot?
It kicks in later.
You're sweating, boy.
I know. is it permanent or is it just for a visit?
No, just for a visit. You can come back at any time.
Well, I've seen enough movies and TV shows play out that going back in the past and trying to change something,
right.
I think never would mess works. Everything yeah. up. So I'd love to go see in the future. I'd have to make the decision of, do I go just 10 years to get some insight on some good investments and to check out the technology in this the world guy. And how everything went? Or do I go 5-10,000 years in the future and just go, wow, like mind blown.
Yeah.
So would I want to see what's coming? But then if I saw too much of what's coming, then it would affect.
I don't know.
Then it would affect. Well, how I'd live now. So maybe I would just want to see maybe like 10 to 20 years in the future.
Interesting.
And get a little like sneak peek.
I wonder
is that insider trading?
You're going
to I'm going to be like, I'm going to break the law here.
I wonder what we'll be doing. You could like go see what we're up to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Let me get myself prepped here. How much should I put on?
It's the same as you've been. It's hot, but.
Like that?
Yeah.
Is that going to be a lot?
That's good. It'll be good when you bite it. Like about 30 seconds later, it kicks in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That one's fine.
It's hot. It's 25,000. Oh, Lord.
You have a blog, podcast, and a book that spreads positivity, fashion tips, and words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. If a woman is struggling with finding her style, how would you help her with her outfit, I think? Like how what advice would you give to somebody for fashion if they want to like revamp their or whatever it may be, or a special occasion or something?
That's a fun question. Obviously the whole thing about style is feeling good in what you're wearing. You know, there are certain things with my body. It's really understanding A, your body type and really being in tune with who you are, because I dress different every single day depending on my mood. And I'll go through phases in life where some years I'm major tomboy and always want to be in like, you know, yoga pants and just really, really comfortable. And then other times I'm like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, dress it up. So I first say, think about the things that you feel really confident in, what you think works for your body, because everyone's body is different and we all have different, oh my God, that's so hot.
Doesn't it come late?
Oh gosh. We all have different parts of our bodies that we like to show off, you know, or that make us feel really good and confident. And so I'd really tune into that. And also too, I just look at different styles of, you know, what catches your eye, you know, maybe if you're looking online on Instagram or in a magazine or, you know, just being in tune with who you are and what you like. So there's some things that I'll see, especially on Instagram, and I go, oh my gosh, I love that look. I want something just like that. And it'll inspire me to look for that.
Yeah.
So definitely think about who you are, what you are comfortable wearing. You know, there's something, especially as a woman, you wouldn't know this, but there are certain things that we'll wear that really just make us feel so good and confident. If something just looks a certain way or feels a certain way. So find out what makes you feel like you're a freaking rock star and go with that.
I love that.
That is hot.
Yeah.
Well, I am very nervous.
Let's move on. These are the last two. This is where it gets real serious, but I'm glad we got to actually have a good like talk going.
I know.
So that,
this is where it's going to go down.
I mean, let's see. This is the Reaper sauce, Carolina Reaper. And this one is 116,000 Scoville units. So this is, about 10 times hotter, anywhere from like 10 to 20 times hotter than a jalapeno.
No.
I will be the judge of that.
Oh no. I still taste the other one right in my throat. It's all on my tongue. See, when I take this though, I try and chew it really quickly and get it down because I feel like I won't have to experience that as much. How you feeling?
That one's
Oh no!
That one's a killer.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's a killer.
Oh Lord, am I gonna freak out?
Uh huh.
Well.
You know what this one? You know what this one's like?
Uh huh.
That Maria's. Yeah.
Oh no. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
It's really funny for anyone watching because when you're on this end, I had this happen a few times, even though he didn't think they were that hot. When you're hearing the question, you're not really hearing it because all you're thinking is how hot that is. Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Well, let's get to the question. We have so many hours in the day. And a lot of times people say they don't have enough time when in fact you really do if you prioritize. So that being said, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? I don't want that one. If you have
I would
to
just
sleep,
do more of what I already do. There's a lot of Netflix shows that I'd love to watch. A lot more Friends.
Mm-hmm. Did you put a lot on that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I would love to catch up and hang out with more of my friends more often. I would work more, work out more, and sleep more. Or I can't sleep, right?
Oh, I'm so nervous to try that.
Yeah, I would work more.
You'd
I would work
more.
Out more. I'd watch more TV. I'd hang out with my friends more. The almond milk works better than the beer and the water.
Stop that. No, seriously.
All right.
I'm supposed to have that now? I'm not putting a lot of that on. Hell no.
It'll be fine. It's not that bad.
As you're drenched in sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it like that.
Come on, do a little bit more.
That's a little much. I'm gonna die. One. Oh God. Mm-mm.
the almond milk will do Public speaking is usually on people's top three biggest fears.
Oh, Lord.
Have you always been comfortable on stage?
Oh,
and would
no.
you rather, do you prefer speaking live on stage or behind the camera, in front of the camera?
Public speaking, I really enjoy doing. That's so hot. I've always enjoyed speaking in front of people. I know a lot of people have that fear. I grew up, oh my God, that is so hot.
Yeah, get your tongue.
Oh, you guys don't have that. I'm so sorry.
Do the almond milk.
Do the beer, sheesh. H-E double hockey stick, that is hot. Okay. I grew up doing musical theater, so I always love being in front of an audience. It's very hard to actually talk when it's this hot.
Yeah, no, you guys push through it.
Push through it. However,
it's your host, not your soul.
That's right. You're still sweating. This is what we.
I took a real bite.
I know. Listen, I did too. I don't know how I'm going to do that last one. Always loved being in front of people, and that obviously turned into something different with public speaking, which is so much fun. It's very different than, you know, of course, acting. Acting is great and wonderful, and you get to really get lost in what you're doing up there. But when you're public speaking, it's more about connecting with the audience and sharing, you know, your nuggets and your stories and connecting with an audience full of people. And there's like no greater feeling than being able to impact or entertain, you know, a group of people and, you know, leave them with different thoughts of going, oh wait, I'd like to try that, like actionable takeaways of really questioning in their life and bettering themselves in their life. Like, I absolutely love that so much. So yeah, I love public speaking, definitely want to do more of it. And oh my gosh, I cannot have that last one.
I heard about half of that.
I know, I'm trying to talk. I hope that made sense.
Here's what's going to happen, because you're not going to cheap out on me. So that's yours. So this next one.
That is a lot, sir.
Let me just see if we can just elaborate on yours for just a second. I just want to catch my heat.
Oh, are you still hot?
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say you took a lot more than I did, but I did take plenty and I still taste it. And on this last one, he really got me with a lot of sauce. So
I'm going to go for it. So this last one. So the one we just had was 116,000. This last one, Hellfire, Fear This, is 679,000.
My mouth is still on fire from that.
Yeah, this one's last for a reason. I will say, I would die
this
if I ate that.
Was
literally
delicious.
I'm allergic.
You won't die.
Those three I could actually have on food, and I will. That one is kind of... I actually like this one because you won't overeat because you can't eat.
This one I would actually eat. It is spicy, but it was delicious.
Yeah. They have four others,
but I
didn't.
This is still in my mouth. I don't know why people would ever do that for enjoyment.
Hey, Benj. All right.
All right. Here we go, sir. You got this, boo.
I don't know where to bite it at.
See, I will tell you what really works is if I don't put it on the roof of my mouth, I flip it over.
From your tongue?
Well, so it quickly goes into my throat. Hellfire. 679,000. I've never seen you sweat like this. What are you feeling right now?
Just kind of blending in with the one before.
Almost seemed like the other one was harder for you, unless this comes after.
I don't know.
Like a delayed reaction.
I got it down like quicker.
You did.
Uh-huh.
You did good.
It's honestly, it's just blending with that hot one. I'm actually all right.
Yeah. You ready for a question?
I am.
All right.
Wow. Well.
Would you ever want to be a stand-up comedian or do a one-man show on stage?
My life is a one-man show. Oh, and I think of myself as a stand-up comedian every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, I would love to do that.
You'd have a lot of fun doing stand-up, huh?
I would, but it's from, like, I watch Joe Rogan's podcast all the time, and you hear a lot about the this one kicks late.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This one kicks late.
Uh-oh.
You hear a lot about stand-up comedians. Like, it always, like, looks easier. I guess not easier, but, like,
you have to go
and
do
stand-up, like, every night and try jokes. And I will say that with the training of rejection that we've gone through and everything in life,
yeah,
I would feel comfortable knowing I'm going to give these 10 jokes and 9 won't be funny and they'll bomb, but then I'll take that one joke.
Yeah.
And add it to my next set.
Yeah.
With 10 more, and then I'll find 2. And you just keep doing that. So that one hits late.
Uh-oh. You want right some on. Of my milk?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a lot of it, though, on this next one. So don't go crazy. You going to dab that? What the F?
There you go. Come on.
You are crazy.
Here, hold on 1 second.
I'm prepping myself because I'm not kidding. I still taste this last one.
All right, y'all. So we're on our last sauce right now.
How was it for you?
It's been a very, there, like the second to last one.
Sweaty.
I know. It was very hot. We're actually filming live right now.
Yep.
But I wanted to do a quick story. We're doing the last one right now. Hellfire, fear this. 679,000 Scoville units, which is like 60 to 100 times hotter than jalapeno.
Yeah.
And we want to watch Alyssa.
Okay.
Do it, do it, do it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Nope. Why did you do that to me?
Well, you didn't get a good one on the last one. Ooh. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
All right, sorry, y'all. I had to do my story there. All right, babe. So on your last one here, you're a Sex and the City fan, correct?
Yes.
You're a Sex and the City fan.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's 3 questions for you to see how big of a fan you are.
Ugh.
How many seasons were there of Sex and the City?
6. I don't know if that's right. I think it is.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes.
It was based on a book. On who wrote the book?
Candace Bushnell.
Which actress had a no nudity clause?
Carrie. Or Sarah Jessica? No? Yeah.
Nailed it.
That is freaking hot.
This one was the hottest for me.
I mean, that was really hot, but this is right on my tongue, and I feel like I'm going to... this is all I have left. I feel like I'm going to taste
this. I'm going to do one more, and we'll wrap this up. Which one should I?
The guac.
I can't do the guac.
Let's do another.
Hot one?
Yeah.
Here, we'll split it.
I'm not doing that shit.
Here you go.
What are you in? I can't even breathe after that. I'm not taking that.
All right, let's just, they cheers at the end of theirs. Let's do an homage to Hot Ones. Thank you, Hot Ones.
Come on.
For being an awesome show and entertaining us.
This ain't right. Don't try this at home, kids.
Cheers. Oh. Or do, you know, it could be fun. But we appreciate you. I hope you had fun with us eating these sauces. And we'll be back with more of the Fran and Alyssa show.
That's right.
Very soon. Cheers, baby.
Cheers.